Two of the suspects were subdued by the officers using tasers.
Don't tase me! Ow!
Which are becoming more and more popular with police.
Taser! Don't tase me, bro!
In fall 2011, Jack Kephart led a rally on behalf of his late son, Alan.
We are having a protest march for my son against the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department.
The Kephart family is suing the department for wrongful death after three officers allegedly tased Alan Kephart multiple times in the upper back, neck, and head during a traffic stop in Lake Arrowhead, California.
I feel that my son was murdered. I think something has to be done about law enforcement. Most definitely, the taser did have, that's what killed him.
Police-related deaths like Alan Kephart's are pushing activists, families, and courts to question whether tasers or officers are to blame.
Tasers typically fire two probes into a subject that are attached to electrical leads and then apply a voltage.
Peter Biebring is a senior staff attorney at the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California.
If you just pull the trigger, they'll apply a five-second cycle. So it's 50,000 volts at a very low current, but it's enough to capture the muscular system and cause a person to spasm fast and paralyze the person. Usually, if you've seen videos on YouTube, a person will lock up and fall to the ground.
Even Taser International makes those videos a part of its advertising campaign.
Control combative intoxicated drivers. Incapacitate dangerous subjects. Safely end armed standoffs. The special MX Taser can even stop aggressive large animals without injury.
While a taser delivers that much force, the question of whether tasers are in themselves safe is a tricky one. Studies have come to a lot of different conclusions, and some have links to the company themselves. And those that look at criminal law say it's all relative.
I mean, a taser can be safe or it can be unsafe. It depends on the circumstances in the case.
Lori Levinson is a former federal prosecutor, and she says that at one time, tasers were considered a step toward using less force on the street.
We can remember back to cases like the Rodney King case, and in fact, they did try to use a taser there, and it didn't work, where you had police using so much force, it was almost lethal. And at that time, many of the police departments started to take a look at what their options are. They didn't want to be using the gun, that is lethal force, and the other option seemed to be the taser.
By the year 2000, around 5,000 law enforcement, correctional, and military agencies were using tasers. In 2011, that number climbed to over 16,000.
We've all seen the pictures of Los Angeles police officers beating a man they had just pulled over.
And after high-profile excessive force instances like Rodney King, police departments needed to show they were making an effort to scale back force.
Departments are eager to adopt things that promise to be safer for officers, safer for the public. The problem that we have with tasers is that law enforcement departments and personnel that are told or trained that tasers are perfectly safe, that they cannot cause harm, are likely to use them in circumstances where they would never consider using more serious force, like a gun.
Tasers may be newer technology, but questions of force have come up before with other police tools.
In the past, we've had problems with chokeholds, and then we had problems with the use of weapons. And then they realize the batons might kill someone, and they keep changing the weaponry. But the problem is not the weapons. The problem is the officers. Do they know how to use the weapons, and when to use them, and why?
It's a question the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals recently asked.
Well, in October, the Ninth Circuit, in an en banc decision, which means the whole court, decided a really important case called Matos. And in that case, this court, for the first time, said, when you use a taser, it may be a clear violation of constitutional law. The case that they used was a case of a mother driving her child to school, and this mother was 7 months pregnant. And the police stopped her for going about 10 miles over the speed limit. And she did not want to get out of the car, and she did not want to sign the ticket. So you know what they did? They tased her, not once, not twice, but three times, and she turned around and sued. And this time, the Ninth Circuit said, if we look at all the circumstances, this really wasn't a serious crime she was committing. She wasn't a threat to the police officers. They didn't have to use this type of force. This is what we call a constitutional violation.
Because tasers are relatively recently adopted, these are some of the first cases that we're seeing that address the circumstance of whether it's proper for police police to apply tasers to people in low-risk situations.
I think it was time for the court to send a clear message. You can't just use a taser when you don't like the suspect, you think they're not being cooperative, or even if you're kind of afraid of them. You have to use them only when there aren't other options and there's an imminent threat. The Kephart case is not actually that atypical for these taser cases. When you start to read them, you see how often the taser is actually used for traffic violations. These are misdemeanor offenses, and being tased is a much more serious impact than you would expect when somebody's just speeding or even going through a stop sign. I think that the Ninth Circuit's decision will definitely have an impact on the Kephart lawsuit. Now, what the impact's going to be is that all judges are now going to give a closer look at whether it was unreasonable conduct. But one of the issues in the Kephart case is that the actual actions by the officers took place before the decision in the Ninth Circuit case. And so those officers may be able to claim, like the prior officers did, the law wasn't well established.
The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department recently bought 1,500 new tasers for their officers. They declined our interview to talk about it, but the Kephart trial could begin in late 2012.
We're coming. Get ready. It'll all come out in court. And we're not going to quit. We're not going to quit.